I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
To the class of 2021 and the family, friends, teachers, and neighbors who helped them along the way, congratulations. You did it. Graduation might look a little different this year, and it'll almost certainly feel different. But whether you're celebrating with a small in-person crew or gearing up for another virtual event, this is your moment. Which is why we're bringing you the commencement you deserve, full of wisdom to help you step into the real world and enter a brand new normal. Ready to get inspired? Put your hands together for one of this year's incredible commencement speakers, the one, the only, Nikki Glaser.
Hey, graduates of 2021, it's comedian and podcast host Nikki Glaser. I just wanted to say a couple things that I wish people would have told me when I was graduating from high school, college, bartending academy. I never went to one of those. This is a graduation commencement speech for everyone. Whether you're graduating from school to a new job, to just a new world. Graduation means you're going to the next step. It's scary. So this is for anyone out there who is transitioning in life, changing living situations, changing cities. You moved out an apartment that you were very comfortable in. You are about to go somewhere that it is not comfortable. You're about to be out of your bubble. And good job getting to the point where you know it's time to go. Maybe some of you, that's the school wouldn't let you go and make it a 6-year program when it's really a 3-year degree and we already gave you 2 extra years. We can't go a 6th, Devin. Or maybe you're graduating middle school and no one really cares that much because everyone focuses on high school and college and you feel like you're kind of getting the short end of the deal. You are. Hopefully people will still care when you graduate from high school or college. It gets more and more exciting. Although I did go to my high school graduation, I did not go to my college graduation because it nearly didn't happen. So this is also for people who aren't graduating college and maybe should be this year. I don't want you to feel like you have to turn this off because you're not a graduate. First of all, college is great that you did it, but it's kind of stupid. It's just like this thing we have to all do to prove that we are smart enough to do jobs that, you know, don't require someone going to this much class. And let's be honest, I didn't go to this much class. I relied heavily on Spark Notes throughout
the mid-2000s. I did acquire that English degree without reading a full book during my 4 years, but that's because I already knew I wanted to be a stand-up comedian and I just wanted to get that paper to succeed. So if you didn't get the paper, it's okay. There are other ways. Find something you love and just learn as much as you can about it. That's my advice. Read lots of books and just do something you love. And I know it's scary the next step. You're like, what do I want to be? What do I want to turn this into? Just wait for it to come. Try lots of things. And if you don't find a way to make money and choose a job in a field that makes you happy, as most people can't, that's okay. Try to choose something then that is like the easiest for you to do, that you're like, okay, I don't hate this. Then go into that. Then all your other things in your life should be things you love if you can't make that what your job is. But if you can make it what your job is, attempt a career at stand-up comedy. And then, you know, 18 years down the line, realize that maybe that was the best job for you when you were 18. But, you know, it's maybe an industry that probably wouldn't have been as suited for you as, let's say, animal rescue. I'm talking about no one specifically, but listen, I am a vegan. And if you're interested in that lifestyle, I mean, look into it. Don't ask me. I'm not an expert. I just like... you know, care about animals and stuff and just stopped eating them, even though I miss eating them, but it's the right thing to do. That's all I can say, really. I've written down some notes for you. The next 4 years, I could say to graduates of high school or graduates of middle school, the next 4 years are like so important, but they're not. They're like so fun. You're still so young. Please enjoy being young. I know that's hard for you to like understand and everyone says it because I was you before. People were like, just enjoy being young. But like, I just like didn't think I would age. So just, I'm a reminder to anyone young listening, you will age. It will happen. So enjoy this. This is a very important thing that you are going to be depressed, guaranteed, in the future. All right? It's okay to be depressed. It's a normal feeling. First of all, get help for that. It's going to happen. You're going to feel sad. You're going to have defeats. You're going to feel uncertain that your dream that you have, this lofty dream that, you know, a few people said you couldn't do, but most people supported you, but they're kind of like talked about it behind your back. You're trying that and it feels stupid. Whatever that is, whether it's a job or pursuing just literally anything, just try to just stay the course and keep your head down and keep doing it. Because if it makes you happy, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter if you're good or not. And by doing it enough, you'll just get good. That's the beauty of doing something. So if you love something and you suck at it, just keep doing it and you'll eventually get good. That's my advice. Read lots of books. Look into meditating. Tell the people that you love them. Work towards that. I know it's sometimes hard. You've never said I love you to your dad. That's a very common thing. Even though you do love him and he loves you too, but you can't say it. Work towards maybe being able to tell him someday. Not today, not tomorrow, but someday well down the road. And that is my life advice for you that I kind of wish other people would have told me. And also get the HPV vaccine because why not? Oh, and I wish for you all to tune into my podcast daily, Monday through Thursday on iHeartRadio. It's called the Nikki Glaser Podcast and it is just exactly the kind of ramblings you just heard. I hope you'll be there for it. See you there and good luck out there, guys. Congratulations.
You can find the collection of incredible commencement addresses from all your favorite speakers at the Commencement Podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.